Welcome back. Today we'll explore two new topics, financial markets and macroeconomics. Financial markets are the lifeblood of our economy. They facilitate the flow of capital, enabling businesses to grow and individuals to invest in their future. In today's world, financial markets are more interconnected than ever, with global events impacting markets instantaneously. Financial markets encompass various types of markets, including stock markets, bond markets, commodities markets, and foreign exchange markets. The stock market, for instance, allows investors to buy shares of public companies, providing these companies with the capital needed to expand their operations. The bond market, on the other hand, enables governments and corporations to raise funds by issuing bonds, which are essentially loans with investors. The commodities market deals with the trading of raw materials like oil, gold, and agricultural products. These markets are crucial for price discovery and risk management. For example, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange is a major commodities market where futures contracts for commodities like wheat, corn, and crude oil are traded. Foreign exchange markets, or Forex, facilitate the exchange of currency, which is essential for international trade and investment. The Forex market is the largest financial market in the world, with a daily trading volume exceeding $6 trillion. The Bible offers wisdom on how we should approach financial matters. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty." This verse reminds us of the importance of careful planning and diligence in our financial decision. This is especially important when looking at financial markets and investing. Now let's shift our focus to the macroeconomic perspective. Macroeconomics look at the economy as a whole, examining factors like inflation, unemployment, and economic growth. In today's world, macroeconomic policies are crucial in addressing challenges such as economic inequality and climate change. Governments and central banks play a vital role in stabilizing the economy through monetary and fiscal policies. For example, during economic downturns, they may implement stimulus packages to boost spending and investment, similar to what happened in the United States during COVID-19. Central banks, like the Federal Reserve in the United States, use tools such as interest rate adjustments, and open market operations to control inflation and influence economic activity. Macroeconomic indicators, such as gross domestic product, or GDP, unemployment rates, and inflation rates, help us understand the overall health of an economy. GDP measures the total value of goods and services produced within a country, providing insight into economic growth. High unemployment rates indicate economic distress, while controlled inflation is essential for maintaining purchasing power. Throughout history, financial markets have experienced significant crashes that have led and had a profound impact on economies and societies. Let's take a look at a few notable examples. The Wall Street crash of 1929, also known as the Great Crash, marked the beginning of the Great Depression. On October 29, 1929, known as Black Tuesday, the stock market collapsed, wiping out billions of dollars in wealth and leading to widespread economic hardships. The crash was fueled by excessive speculation and the use of margin debt, where investors borrowed money to buy stocks. Another significant crash happened on October 19, 1987, known as Black Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 22.6% in a single day, the the largest one-day percentage decline in history. This crash was triggered by a combination of factors, including computerized trading algorithms and geopolitical tensions. The 2008 financial crisis, often referred to as the global financial crisis, was another major market crash. It was precipitated by the collapse of Lehman Brothers and the bursting of the housing bubble. This crisis led to severe economic downturns worldwide, with many countries experiencing recessions and high unemployment rates. Governments and central banks had to intervene with unprecedented measures to stabilize the financial system. As we navigate the complexities of financial markets and macroeconomic policies, let us remember wisdom found in Scripture. By aligning our economic decisions with biblical principles, we can contribute to a more just and prosperous world. Thank you for joining me as we explore the financial markets and macroeconomics. May we all strive to be diligent, generous, and wise stewards of the resources entrusted to us. Until next time, take care. God bless.